The U.S. and Iran are parting ways over the nuclear deal, but the fallout is more widespread than you might know. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The church in the Middle East needs our support and encouragement. They're also reaching out to the most needy and having a profound impact. Stay tuned and find your place in today's stories on Mission Network News. United States President Donald Trump announced on Tuesday that the U.S. is withdrawing from the Iranian nuclear deal. Trump called the deal defective at its core and vowed to reimpose economic sanctions on Iran. Political leaders in Germany, France, and the U.K. were not pleased with his decision. They still want to keep the nuclear deal afloat. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal, saying Iran had lied about its nuclear ambitions. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says when relations with Iran and the West suffer, Christians and minorities in Iran are often targeted.
We have seen repeatedly in the past that whenever international sanctions are put on Iran, Iranian government usually turns up the heat on its minority, on the Baha'is, on the Christians, on the Jewish population, and they use them as a scapegoat to lash out on them. And it becomes a specifically difficult time for the Christian population in Iran.
You can be an encouragement to Iranian Christians today.
I would ask the body of Christ to come together and pray for the church to be rebuilt in that region. It is a church that was once very powerful and had a lot of influence. So let us pray that God will restore his church as he's doing to the fullness of his glory.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Last week, Malaysian Christians were urged to pray for and vote wisely in yesterday's state and federal elections. Now the votes have been cast and counted, and it's looking like the opposition party may have won. David Curry of Open Doors USA says this election has been an important one when it comes to religious freedom. Currently,
if you're a Muslim in Malaysia, you can't change your mind and become a Christian. You are stuck there. They have re-education camps, where if a Muslim decides they want to be a follower of Christ and study the Bible, they're sent away to a camp to be brainwashed back into the Muslim faith.
Christians born into Christian families and who are part of traditional denominations may not face much persecution. It's those who change their faith and share their faith boldly who become targets. So as Malaysia transfers into new leadership, please pray for order and justice for all people, and pray also for the gospel to spread throughout the nation.
Malaysia is a country that could tip into a very, very virulent form of the Muslim faith, and so therefore the message to the churches there is, be very thoughtful about how you pray. Lives are in the balance. Freedom is in the balance.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And is there really power in prayer? Triumphant Mercy is working with and prays for refugees in Lebanon, and they say yes. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna shares.
It's amazing how God just opened hearts. And this is our prayer, actually. We pray for that. We pray that hearts would be open, because it cannot be us. It's not us who can do it. He has to open hearts and give a revelation of the Father, give a revelation of who Jesus is. And we cannot reveal anything. We can just do the acts, but the revelation in the heart cannot be done by us. We need the Holy Spirit every day.
Triumphant Mercy workers are loving refugees by giving food and supplies, building relationships with them, and sharing the message of Christ. They're also offering services at their health clinic.
Every person that comes to the clinic, we pray with them. Pray for that God would touch them or heal them or do something. And people come, sometimes they really don't have any physical illness. They just come for the prayer.
Nuna says she's seeing more hope and encouragement as the ministry prays for the refugees. Your prayers aren't empty. Pray the Lord would continue changing hearts in refugee camps and opening doors for Triumphant Mercy to share his gospel. Get involved through prayer, giving to refugees, or going to serve. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.